Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
You're a bad person with an ugly heart, and we don't give a flying fuck what you think.
You're not going to be successful until you can overcome this one thing. You want to know what it is? You ready?
Please, for the love of God, do not.
Women like this completely embarrass themselves for the rest of their lives.
You put more stock in how you feel about a man, right? And what he means to you than how he makes you feel. How you feel about yourself when you're with him. You focus entirely on what he has, what he looks like, you know, how charming he is, how tall he is, how charismatic he is, and him checking all the boxes for you. You forget the fact that he don't know how to treat you. You forget the fact that he don't be calling you like that. He don't be texting you like that.
Oh my gosh, I've never heard about that.
I would advise women who are dating over 30 to have a real practical mindset about it. It ain't about sparks, chemistry, feelings. It's about finding a decent man who's going to come home at night, be responsible, help financially somehow, even if it ain't provider and paying all the bills, and you submitting to his manhood and him giving you structure and discipline in your life, and you respecting that man just for the sake of it. Just because he a decent man. Not because you feel sparks, not because he never do anything wrong, but just because it's what a decent human being should do to somebody who's being a decent human being back to them.
Oh my gosh, I've never heard about that.
That fairy tale shit is over with after 30 for women. They need to get it through their thick fucking skulls.
How rude!
You are constantly chasing this projection, this fantasy of the man that you have in your mind. And, you know, you keep eating up breadcrumbs. You keep putting up with foolishness because you feel a way about him. You don't even stop to think, how does this man make me feel? How does this man treat me? And how does he make me feel? And a lot of you all don't feel good. You don't feel good in the presence of a man. You definitely don't feel good when you're away from him. That's a big red flag. That's the number one thing that I tell women. How you feel when you're with him is one thing. How do you feel when you're not with him? And most of y'all don't feel good.
You notice she keeps saying feel. Feelings, feel. How do you feel? How do you feel? How did he feel? How did he make you feel? What feeling did you think? What feeling did you feel? Feel, 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 feel. Are y'all noticing that? It's not about feelings anymore. I would say, just generally speaking, trying to pick a mate or navigate dating, I don't know if feelings should be in the top five things you should be worried about. But she's a woman. She can't help it. Feelings first when you're a woman. That's how they operate.
Not all, but most.
You feel ignored. You feel dismissed. You feel like, okay, he's not showing up. He's not around. He's not calling. He's not texting. He's not making plans to see me.
Why is that? Because they're going after top five percenters. And top five percenters got bitches on deck. They got jobs. They have lives, relatives, and they got 10 bitches to juggle. Stop going after top five percenters.
No.
But let me guess, you ain't going to settle. So keep getting played then. No sweat off my back. There's plenty of guys on the dating market wishing they could find somebody that would call you back, text you back. Here's the thing. I'm going to fill y'all in on a little secret. They like this anxiety. They like this emotional roller coaster. They live for it. If he was too nice, calling too much, texting too much, you'll be on your phone with your girls talking about this nigga all up on my ass. Why he all up my ass? Damn, can a bitch get some space? Let a bitch coochie breathe. Damn. I gotta quit this nigga. This nigga too clingy.
I feel anxious. I feel like I have to do more and give more and perform. And, you know, I feel like he's got all these other women that I'm competing with for his time and attention.
Like, I knew it, bro. But I just needed a little clarification.
You never, ever stop to think about how this man makes you feel. And here's the shortcut answer. You ready? If you feel horrible with this man, if you feel horrible when y'all are away from each other because of all the uncertainty, all the unknowns, all the things that ain't happening, all the ways that he is not showing up for you, that he is not prioritizing you, maybe that's the answer. But you are so stuck on who you think, you know, he is to you or how you feel about him. That's a woman that will never win. You will never win with men.
Look Who's Talking.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. Sorry, Anita. I'm sure you're a fine person in some ways, but you're talking to yourself. You will never win with men. You're a good-looking 57-year-old woman. You look great for 57. I'll give you a full fucking props. You got all your teeth. I don't know if y'all remember the last video we went over of hers. She was really flexing that she got all her teeth.
Congratulations! Oh, my God.
It's cool. Like, no, you look good, Anita. You look great for your age. But it's not going to be enough. Because a 57-year-old man who look as good as you, as fit as you, mouth look good as yours, man, he got some bitches 20 years younger than you that he putting more effort into. And honestly, even with them, it's not going to be anything long term. Your fifth string to the man you're going to feel is worthy of you. You're his fifth string. Fuck. Fifth string call. And the guys that want you, you don't want them. So just stop dating.
Hi, I'm Carrie Martin from Maumelle, Arkansas. I'm single and about to turn 40. How do I find someone to spend the rest of my life with?
I would say if I were you and I were 40 years old, I think I'd get me a nice dog. Because at 40 years old, you're not going to have the pick of the crop. Because they're not there. And a man 40 years old usually is married or he's got a girlfriend. Or he just doesn't care about it. And I would say to you, you've got a slim chance of getting a good man at 40. Get yourself a good dog.
The second I don't feel good most of the time with a man, that's the moment that I just go, well, this not for me. This not for me. This man is not for me.
Don't just take off, even if you think you're leaving for a good reason.
Because I feel anxious. I feel insecure. I feel, you know, if I feel unsettled, I don't hear from you. There's no reassurance. There's no consistency. There's no showing up for me. There's no initiating for me to reciprocate. That's the answer. But you are overly invested. A lot of women are overly invested in a man. You're overly invested in him being the person you want and need him to be. Or you're overly invested in the projection of him. Your projection onto him and what he could be. Not what he is right now. Not how he's showing up today. Because if you're really honest with yourself, he ain't showing up.
This has not been a four-month problem. This has been a five-year problem that I've experienced with men and my friends have experienced with men.
I got a little upset at the way I was being treated by men and the way all my friends were being treated by men.
Why do y'all think these women are so invested in what he could be? Because he looks so fucking good and he's so fucking tall and his money is right. And he's oh so charismatic. Nothing to do with character. They ain't gonna put this much effort in a decent man who just an average Joe, who have all the great characteristics that would make for a wonderful husband.
It better be coincidence. That's a co-winky dink.
He can't even get a response in a DM.
I'm speaking from experience. The last person that I dated, this is exactly what happened. And this is why I just shut it down. I took stock of that thing. I was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You know, when I'm with this person, you know, it's fun. It's interesting, right? It feels somewhat good. I can't even say it felt great. It feels somewhat good. We have fun. We have conversations. We do stuff, right?
She's admitting that she had a great time with Tyrone, top tier Tyrone, right? But even when she's talking about what should have been a great time, she's downplaying it to, oh, I mean, it was all right. I mean, it was good. Like, she's trying to downplay it. Now, this is one of two things. She's trying to downplay it on the back end because she know it didn't work out. It's either that or this woman is just never satisfied. She didn't experience too much on the carousel. So now you got to fly her to Paris for her to feel like it was great.
What kind of shit is that?
But the second I wasn't with him, here we go. It's like, I didn't exist. Can I be honest? It was like, I didn't even exist. And I could feel that. I could feel energetically. It was like, I just didn't exist. You know, it was one of those, see you when I see you. You know, it was that energy. See you when I see you.
My nigga.
At these advanced ages, it ain't about what you want anymore. It really isn't. Get over yourself. How about thinking about how you could serve a righteous man who might not look the best, might not make the most, but he a good dude? How about dedicating your life to serving him and making his life better? And you'll reap the benefits on the back end of that instead of worrying about what I want. It ain't what I want. It ain't how I want to feel. I, me. How about that? Because here's the thing. When a woman is in her feminine and submissive, and she actually pick a good dude, look, a good man is beneficial to a woman's life inherently. So it's not like she's not going to get anything out of the deal. She need to pick an average Joe. It's cool if he missing a side tooth or if he got a limp. She need to pick an average Joe motherfucker like that. But we know she thinks she too good for a dude like that because she got all her teeth at 57. But look, she need to get an average dude like that. And I ain't saying like somebody super broke down, but just a regular guy. Just a regular degular guy. And kiss his ass and serve him and be submissive to him. And you're going to benefit from that, I assure you.
And I don't want to do that.
I cut that thing so clean. I cut that thing clean off. Okay, I cauterize it at the same time because I'm good. I'm done. There's no contact from that moment until forever. Like, I'm good. It's my superpower, if I may be honest. It's my superpower. Plenty of my girlfriends say, man, I wish I could do that. I wish I could do that thing I need to do. I don't know how she do it, but she do it. And we never hear about him again. And look, you had people in my life asking me every month for like 12 months. You heard from so-and-so? You heard from so-and-so? I said, look, baby, you don't have to do that.
She just told on herself and didn't realize it. Why would people in your family be asking about him for 12 months and asking, did you hear from him yet? Did you hear from him yet? That means you were telling your family that you haven't heard from them and you're looking to hear from them. Why else would they be asking that? But you cut him off. Your cutoff game is so strong.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
They want it all. They don't want Mr. Perfect, but they want damn near perfect. Mr. Damn near perfect. They're like, okay, he don't gotta be a 10 in looks, but can he be a 9? Come on, I can get a 9. You know what I mean? The relationship don't got to be a 10, but I definitely need it to be a 9. Like, no, it don't work like that. It don't work like that. If you got a relationship that's a 6 or 7, you doing pretty good out here. It's fuck. That's above average. Seriously. They seriously want this man to be tall, handsome, charismatic, emotionally intelligent, available every time they need him to be available, and some more shit like cats, like The Notebook. It don't work that way.
Let me tell you something right now. It don't work that way.
By the time a motherfucker tall and look good, the chances that he got good character is slim to none. Nobody get that lucky. Nobody get that great of a hand dealt by God. This motherfucker tall, handsome, got money, and he got great character? And he emotionally intelligent? Come on now. Come the fuck on.
Come on now, dawg. Come on, man.
A bitch who got a banging body, pretty in the face, humble, super sweet. She know how to cook. She clean. She submissive. Nah, what's up? Nah, I wouldn't even trust it. I'd be like, nah, that's too damn near perfect. I don't trust that. This bitch gonna put a pillow over my face when I'm sleeping. Something. I just don't trust it. Is this bitch an assassin? Is this bitch a sleeper cell from Russia? Like, nah, I ain't fucking with it.
If you are single and you're living your life and you have a life to live, you have a rich, full life, you are winning. You are winning. See, y'all like to think, oh, you know, Anita's not married. Anita don't have a man. She's not winning. Baby, yes, I am.
Have you ever wanted to believe in something, even though you knew it couldn't be true? Did you ever want to believe it so bad you didn't pay attention to what your common sense was telling you?
Because remember, the only two options for me are a great man who is masculine, who's a leader, who takes initiative, who is warm and loving and kind and protective. So if I can't have this, then it's this. Anita is gloriously single. She has a life that she loves. She has people that love her and that she loves. She has purpose in the world. She has work that is fulfilling. She has great relationships with. That's it.
That's all, folks.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments. Nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.